Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. TGIF! Oh, yes, indeed. Thank goodness it is Friday! Yeah! Welcome to today's installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It is the 9th of December, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 48 hours. Yeah, sprinkling a little bit in there for the past 2 days for you. Coming your way in about 5 minutes. Oh, AT&T, yes, over in the U.S. is about to rain down some money this Christmas season. You might remember this story about 2.7 million mobile customers were hit with about a $9.99 subscription they didn't subscribe to. A lot of people looked at the bill and said, what the hell is this? Well, it turned out it was just a charge that AT&T said, oops, we didn't mean to do that. Yeah, right. Well, finally, AT&T will refund $88 million in unauthorized charges to you. Now, according to the Federal Trade Communications Statement, AT&T was charging things for like a horoscopes, ringtones, love tips, fun facts, all this stuff. Yeah, that cost you $9.99 a month. They would actually charge that to third-party companies, but they would keep 35% of those charges. Huh. So the FTC said, eh-eh. So now AT&T finally has to pay up. By the looks of things, customers should be getting back about $31 each on average, and 2.5 million customers will see their refunds show up on their AT&T bill in the next 75 days. Could be less, could be more. So-and-so there. While the other 300,000 former customers, yes, they're actually still going to get a check in the old good old snail mail. Twitter. Nobody knows what's going on over there. I don't even know what's going on over there anymore. Did you catch this one yesterday? Yeah, they had an update for iOS that actually killed the feature that, you know, that at reply, you know, at this person. That you know what I'm talking about? It wasn't there anymore. That's what the whole thing about Twitter's about, right? Well, anyways, there's a whole bunch of freaking complaints yesterday after the update. Lots of users reported that the ads are reinstated now. Most users of the platform were very upset by the change. Most people saying that Twitter without the at looks like shite. While others said you can't tell who anyone is talking to now. Which, yeah, it kind of makes sense. Well, in any case, now, if you missed out of it, you don't have to worry about all that headache. Twitter, stop trying to do crap. You're just fine. Just do what you've been doing. Do what you started with. It's okay. That's what we use you for. Staying with social media and Facebook's ever-continuing saga of trying to be more like Snapchat. Yes, just like Snapchat, Facebook will now let you create your own frame for your photos and videos. Aw, yeah, that sounds familiar again. Now, granted, this new little tool for your photos really isn't targeted at you and I. It's more for a business thing. Or if, say, you got an event that's coming up and you just want to look old Nash and snazzy. Regardless, at the end of the day, it's once again Facebook running after Snapchat saying, oh, give me that. I want to try that too. You might remember a few weeks ago we talked about SoundCloud and Spotify getting together and making a little love. Well, it looks like that lovemaking ain't going to happen. Seems Spotify doesn't want to buy SoundCloud anymore. According to the Financial Times, the deal was abandoned as Spotify prepares for an IPO sometime next year. Now, you might remember we talked about it a bit on the news show. It was kind of like, does it make sense? Doesn't it make sense? I guess at the end of the day, it didn't make sense. Plus, let's face it, at the end of the day, SoundCloud, $700 million? Yeah, I don't see it either. Especially when you got a platform like Spotify, which already does the same thing. And finally, time for your crap for Christmas without Santa Claus again. Actually, I called Santa today. Well, at least I attempted to. And I don't know if he forgot to pay his bill or what, but it just says your call cannot be completed as dialed. So, I have no idea what's going on up there at the North Pole. Oh, anyways, I dug deep in Santa's sack today. Oh, gosh, that didn't get to sound good when I tell you what this is. It is the Wiener Cleaner. So, yes, it's for all of our gentlemen out there. What is the Wiener Cleaner? Well, it's a soap that looks like a donut, and it cleans, you know, your little area down there. The Wiener Cleaner is promising a whole new dimension of fun in the shower or bath. They even promise that one size fits most men. Really? I'm sure there'll be a few men out there saying, there's no way that'll fit me. So, gentlemen out there, if you want to be squeaky clean in all places by Christmas time, best get you ordered right now. You can do that over at Amazon.com. Search for Wiener, as in W-E-E-N-E-R, Cleaner, as in K-L-E-E-N-E-R, soap, and then get ready to shell out $9.99. I know, it's a lot of money just to keep something that looks so disgusting clean. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, the destination, the official website for everything that's happening at the British Tech Network. Get your behind on over there. Check out all of our product reviews we got going for you right now, especially with Christmas coming up. We can help you decide what the heck is worth buying and what the heck is worth saying no way. Also, way over there, don't forget to subscribe to all of our wonderful podcasts and check out our blog, too. You can also follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Yes, the at should work now. You can follow me, too, on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. You can check out our Facebook page at the British Tech Network. But most of all, what you really need to do is hang out with our Slack community. Yes, the BTN people are all over there. You can do that at britishtech.slack.com. The news show is heading into the weekend. Oh, indeed, taking the next couple of days off. Don't worry, though. We'll be back on Monday getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, I don't know about for all the men in our audience, but right now, it's shower time. All right. Have a great Friday. Have a kick-ass weekend. We'll see you Monday. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.